have a future career dream for yourself? Or have you determined it's a waste of time? Then you've tuned into the right podcast. Seriously, I will address beliefs that are getting in your way, or maybe it's one clue you've never heard before that will have you realizing your aspirations. Hey, love having you, and welcome to the Thrive with Nancy podcast, where I reveal 4 game-changing, goal-achieving strategies. Wow, that's a mouthful. The first secret is probably apparent, yet surprisingly, many haven't taken this step at all. Dial in your destination. Please don't leave it to chance. Dial in takes you where you want to arrive at. Identify where you'd like to end up. It's so crucial. Think about it from a practical point of view. You know that's who I am. You're in LA and you take off for San Diego, where you discover you're good at and enjoy acting. Or perhaps you attend the university there, where you become interested in the law. But you find yourself bouncing around with little clarity on where you're going and not making significant progress, as you haven't yet recognized that your big dream is to be a Broadway star on the Great White Way, which means you're in the wrong city. Oh, let's get clear, you're on the wrong coast. Or you've dipped your toe into wide-ranging aspects of law, only to realize that you want to be a managing partner, not simply specialize in one practice area. This means you're not honing your leadership skills, those soft skills, those different makers at the top. Not dialing in your destination ahead of time will slow your progress to a crawl. If not, eliminate your up-level potential to achieve that fulfilling job you still sense is out there, but haven't been able to find so far. It's called your calling. What do you want to be? This is a critical question to ask. Dig deep into this. Please don't shrink your dreams. Instead, take a deep breath and begin recording your biggest, boldest, knee-knocking, lip-trembling hopes regarding how you'd like to live your future. Why would you ever waste time learning powerful goal-setting tools to establish a future that doesn't stir your heart or rock your world? So spend time dreaming big. This question-answer exploratory exercise is not random. Instead, it is vital in a successful career journey. Now, let's move on to the second secret. Ask for everything you want, all of it. Don't hold back. If you do, you will shrivel your future with every unspoken desire. Yes, you can have a career, but you might wonder why you remain unfulfilled if you don't take this one action step, this big, bold one action step. What do I mean? I remember one Johnson & Johnson luncheon when, before my keynote speech, I was sitting next to a powerful woman executive. Joanne shared that she was taking Spanish lessons. She was looking forward to a month-long immersion vacation next week, living with a Spanish-speaking family who had little to no English. I asked Joanne what was underneath her desire for Spanish lessons. You know, the why. Turns out, she wanted to work overseas and anticipated having a better chance to achieve her ambition by speaking that second language. Then I asked her another question that to me was obvious. So who in your company, particularly those who can influence your career, knows you're interested in an overseas assignment? It wasn't so evident to her because she hadn't shared this secret desire with anyone in her professional network. The fact is, I know how many large global corporations such as Johnson & Johnson are looking for expertise and talent that are able to cross-fertilize their organization. For instance, if Joanne had asked for what she wanted by expressing her interest in a global assignment, they might have transferred her without fluency in Spanish, simply based on her desire to learn and, of course, all her expertise. Another vital aspect of this asking includes adding all the fulfilling particulars of your life, your current life or job, right now, and never presume they'll always be elements of your future world. What do I mean? Well, pretend you're looking for a new job and your current boss's fabulousness isn't on your radar for the next position. If that's not named, you may be disappointed. Please don't leave anything off your wish inventory simply because you take it for granted. You'll end up with regret. Don't underestimate the power of asking for what you want and sharing it with influencers in your organization. This is not just a secret, it's a strategy that can empower you in shaping your career. Remember, this podcast is about getting it all, and receiving help along the way will shorten that journey for sure. Let's move on to the third secret. I often hear clients setting goals based on motivations that don't contribute to their brightest future. What do I mean here? Well, reflect on your recent goals. Are they driven by a desire to escape from something you don't want or to move towards something that sparks your heart? Whether you acknowledge it or not, your motivation is a key driver of your career momentum. The absolute surest way to bring career garbage into your next job is to base your goals on what you don't want. This might sound a bit mystical, but I assure you it's not. What you talk about and focus on is what you attract into your career because it significantly shapes your decisions, perceptions, and thinking. By shifting your focus to what you do want, you empower yourself to create a more dynamic and fulfilling career path for yourself. My dear friend fell into this career trap hazard. During dinner one night, she was lamenting her lousy boss, and believe me, he really was lousy. Karen was determined never to work for such a horrible boss again. The next time I saw her, we were celebrating as she proudly announced, "I accepted the position because my new boss is terrific. We have the same work ethics and energy level. Wow! That's fabulous." If you've ever experienced the relief of leaving a dysfunctional boss behind, you can understand the weight of Karen's next call to me. Her great boss had moved on to another company, and she was now back to ground zero with yet another company and yet another less than stellar boss. This exact sequence repeated for Karen four more times until she finally heeded her friend's advice. Yes, it was mine. Stop actively locking into negative energy. Instead, ground your destination on joyful, exciting, future, vibrant experiences. The fourth secret is to hold your future in open hands. A rigid mindset never allows the unexpected. Along the pathway of your career trek, you may discover something way more interesting for you than what you originally pinpointed or thought would meet your heart's desires. Or your higher power may have a bigger, brighter, and more brilliant future for you, and you don't want to miss out on it. So unfist those hands of yours and open them to be available and ready for the unexpected and the spectacular to occur. Want to learn more vital tips for your career development? You can visit Thrive with Nancy to explore a wealth of available free, yes, I said free resources. Isn't now the time to experience your personally designed strategic partnering program? It is where you and I create a full-on partnership. Sign up for a free strategic call with me at www.thrivewithnancy.com/executive. You should know by now that no successful executive reaches the top or even arrives at their next destination alone. I'd like to be a dynamic partner on your journey. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect! Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.